Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perichov Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Hichshich Baderech. Somebody set out Friday, never supposed to leave too late on Friday, and suddenly he's walking and he says, Yoy, it's becoming night. Me, Shehichshich, it became dark for him Baderech on the road. Hichshich, like Makas Chayshech. It's Shabbos, and I have my wallet on me. What am I supposed to do? Zak the Mishnah, Noisen Kisa, you should give his wallet, Lenachri, to someone there who is not a Yid. There's a shaila if he can do this only before Shabbos. In other words, he sees it starts getting dark. Some say even after it became Shabbos. But either way, why is this mutter? Frek the Batanura, I am making him a shliach for me to carry my wallet on Shabbos. Why were Chazal matir this? And the answer is, Ein adam mamid atzmei al mamonai. When it comes to money, people become very irrational and they can't hold themselves back. It's very hard to part with your money. You have to be a real Yirei Shamayim. So Chazal were concerned, if we're not going to give him some type of a loophole or some type of a solution, you know what he's going to do? He's going to wind up carrying this precious purse of his in Rishus HaRabim from one beginning of four Amos to the end of four Amos, and that's going to be an Isur D'Raisa. So therefore Chazal said, you know what? You can give it over to a Nachri. But what if he doesn't happen to have a Nachri standing next to him that's willing to do him the favor? V'im ein imay Nachri, if there is no Nachri with him. So there's another leniency over here that Chazal are allowing, and that is Manicha, he can place it ala chamar on a donkey. Now, we would much rather the first option. Because to put your money on a donkey, that's very complicated. You see, the Torah says that your animal is not allowed to work on Shabbos. It's true you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha for you. But that's an Issur D'Rabbanan. To have your animal work on Shabbos, that's an Issur D'Raisa. So, it's only if there's no choice, it's only if there's no Nachri that will allow him to put it on his chamar. Okay, what do you mean? If it's an Issur D'Raisa, how can we allow him to do it? What's the point of allowing him to do it? The whole thing is, we're looking for a loophole. We want to make things easier, so he shouldn't come to be over the Issur D'Raisa of carrying something for Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. But if he's over an Issur D'Raisa anyway, so what did I accomplish? And the answer is that he is going to put it on the donkey in such a way that he's not over an Issur D'Raisa. The animal can't do anything that I'm not allowed to do. Although, the animal is walking around, he's grazing, he's ripping out grass. That's not a problem. Whatever the animal does for himself, that's his resting. I'm talking about when the animal is working for a person. So we can't allow the animal to do something that the person himself is not allowed to do. Now, remember what we learned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta? How are you over the D'Raisa of carrying? There has to be an Akira, you have to lift it up. And then when you're finished, there has to be a Hanacha, you have to put it down. So if you're carrying from one Rishus to the other, in order to be Chayiv, you'd have to lift it in either the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid and put it down in either the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. In either direction, you would be Chayiv. Only, you would only be Chayiv in a Torah, remember the very first Mishnah, if there was an Akira in one Rishus and a Hanacha in the other Rishus. So what we're going to do here is we're going to try to avoid, for this Chamar, that's going to be carrying the purse on his back, we're going to try to avoid him making an Akira and a Hanacha. Now, how are we going to do that? The answer is, we're only going to put the purse on the donkey after the donkey has already started to walk. In other words, once the donkey lifts its legs and he starts walking, so he never really made an Akira with the purse on his back, only after he's moving already, only then are we going to put the purse on his back. When the behemoth is about to stop, we're going to make sure to take the purse off his back before the behemoth stops. And after the behemoth rests up, or he takes his drink, or whatever it is, and he's ready to move again, we're only going to put the purse back on his back after he started to move, after he lifted his legs to move. And the purpose of this is to avoid the behemoth making an Akira and a Hanacha. Now, even though if you would ask a donkey, he would say that carrying a purse on his back is not really considered work. The donkey is used to carrying heavy packages on his back. But it doesn't make a difference. The Torah says that he can't do any malacha. And that means any malacha that would be usur for a person, the behemah cannot do. Okay, Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Higia, he arrives, l'chatzar achitzayin. to the outermost courtyard. Now, this isn't connected, explains the Batanura, to the previous case. We're not talking about the wallet on the donkey or the wallet that he gave over to an achi. We're talking about someone who's coming with all of the stuff on the donkey, and suddenly it turns dark. And Egiya, he arrives, L'chatzar Achitzayna, to the very first courtyard in the city. He's no longer on a lonely, desolate road. It's basically safe to take the things off over here. So Neitalus Akelim, he can remove the objects, Hanitalin b'Shabbos. That's not muksa that may be taken on Shabbos. It's not muksa, so what's the problem? He can use his own hands to take it off the donkey's back. What do I do, however, with the things that are muksa? Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'she'ena nitalin b'Shabbos. As far as the things over here on the donkey that you can't take on Shabbos, so he can't lift it with his hands and take it off. So he has to do it in an indirect way. Matir, he opens up esachavalim, the ropes. He unties the ropes. These are the ropes that keep the sacks on the donkey. And the mele v'hasakin, the sacks full of whatever he's carrying over here, noiflin me'aleim, they fall off by themselves. Now, what if he has a bunch of crystal vases that are tied here to the saddle? And if they fall off, he won't have much left over here. Other than after Shabbos, he'll have to bring a broom to sweep it up so no one hurts themselves on the broken pieces. Not everything can fall off. So the halacha is that if there are breakable items, that can't just come crashing to the ground, so you can place blankets or pillows on the ground. Let's quickly chazer over what we learned. Somebody's traveling and suddenly he looks up and says, "Ay, ay, ay, it's almost Shabbos, it's getting dark, what do I do?" So the first solution in the Mishnah is, give your purse to a Nachri, let him carry it for you. Normally, you wouldn't be able to do that. But over here, Chazal allowed it because they were scared, if we don't let you do that, you're going to come to carry it on your own. Now, there are some shittas that hold that this hefter is only for a person who thought he's going to make it on time before Shabbos. But if someone starts out right before nightfall and he knows he's not going to make it on time, then he cannot use this hefter. That's what some hold. Okay, so again, right now it's dark. He gives his purse to a Nachri. And the Batanura says he gives the purse to the Nachri right before nightfall. Which is mashmav, it's already night, it's too late. But some say even after it's Mamish Shabbos, he can still give it over. Some say L'chadchil, he should try to give it to the Nachri before Shabbos, but if it's already dark, he still can. Then the Mishnah told us, so what does a person do if he doesn't have that option? Then he can put it on his donkey. Now, normally this would be very complicated, and that's why we would much rather that he doesn't do it. It's only the second option. I'm sure you remember a pasuk from the Yeseres HaDibris that says, "Lo sasa chal malacha ato yivincha yivitecha avdecha v'yamasro v'hemtecha," and your behemah can't do any malacha. And because it says, "Lo sasa chal malacha," says the Batanura, we learn from there, whatever is aser for you is aser for your behemah. Even if this isn't considered much of a load for a behemoth to carry a purse. But still, Chazal allowed us to put it on the donkey, but we have to put it on in such a way that it isn't over a deraisa. You want to make sure that the donkey doesn't make an akira and a hanacha. And you remember how we do that? We only put it on the donkey after the donkey starts moving, and we take it off the donkey before the donkey comes to a stop. Now the Gemara says, we gave this special heter only for someone who's carrying his item, and suddenly it becomes dark. Let's say you're walking, and suddenly you see something on the ground, and you say, "Ooh, I would love to pick that up, but it's Shabbos. Maybe I can do this with the donkey." No, that heter wasn't given for finding something on the floor on Shabbos. You can't pick it up and give it to an achri. It's only something that already belongs to you from before Shabbos. And finally, the Mishnah told us that when he arrives at a safe place, in general, we're not talking about someone who put it on the donkey necessarily, he's done, he's traveling, it becomes Shabbos, he arrives by a courtyard where it's safe, so the kelim that aren't muksa, you just take off. The kelim that are muksa, so you untie the ropes, they fall off on their own. And we mentioned if you're scared they're going to break, so it is, put some blankets and pillows underneath to cushion the fall.